All right, Tabo, say good morning. Let's begin. Today we have the great privilege to begin the 13th chapter of Chovos HaTalmidim. And amazingly enough, look at the title of this chapter, Shelo LaHachmitz Es Atzmo. Do not allow yourself to become chametz. Incredible. Right? It's amazing how timing works out like this. Okay, so we're going to see this is actually a very beautiful parak. It's a very beautiful parak all year round. Of course, resonates with the interesting significance, as we will see for this time of year. So writes the Rebbe, Yeshnam dvarim sha'azhara af hakal aleim dayo. There are some things in life where a simple warning is enough. Right? Simple warning to tell me that this is not good, this is not appropriate, is enough to distance me from the negative behavior or negative deed. V'yeshnam shetzuichim lahasir v'lichbal ulevar osam pa'amim yoser. So ultimately, again, there are other things which are so severe that they require multiple warnings. Multiple warnings. Gama inyan hanochechi shemaschilim anu ledabra atamimeno lo dai bazhara kalusha. So the thing that we are going to discuss now, the issue, the challenge that we're going to discuss now, or the problem, is not, it's not sufficient to just give a simple kalusha. Little thing is like a thin warning, a flimsy warning. Rather, ra'af rak be'ezadiburim bodedin. The thing that we are going to discuss now, the problem we're going to discuss now, it's not just enough to caution you with some solitary words. Asher nitzu midvarenu ad ata odoso, tzvichim anu levaro ulitzavos alav bioses. A lot of build up in this paragraph. So writes the Piaget's though. We are going to now tackle a problem, which is a significant problem. The type of problem that cannot be dealt with just a couple of words of warning or a couple of words of admonishment, but rather something which requires an incredible amount of explanation, detailed explanation, and an understanding, ultimately, and an understanding as to why it is so profoundly problematic. So we'll say, okay, this is, like I said, quite a build-up, but we don't even know exactly what the Piagetzna is talking about. She says, HaGimara Omeres. So the Gemara tells us, Shem ba mitzvah liyotcha, Atach nitzena. Chazal tell us that if a mitzvah comes to your hand, literally, do not allow it to become chametz. So I'll say, of course, the understanding of this is that halacha l'maaseh, how does something become chametz? Through inaction, right? Too much time, right? And interestingly enough, something doesn't become chametz because of what you do. It becomes chametz because of what you don't do. Remember again, it's the same flour and water that is mixed together. The difference is with matzah, there's perpetual motion. With chametz, there's inactivity. So that's mitzvah habal yadecha altach mitzena. Literally, a mitzvah comes your way. Do not allow it to become chametz, which means when opportunity knocks, grab it. Grab it. An opportunity comes your way. Don't allow it to sit, because if it sits, ultimately it will dissipate. If it sits, it evaporates. If it sits, it rises, and you can no longer hold on to it. Rather, mitzvah comes your way, grab it. He says, ultimately, again, the willingness or the allowing something, allowing an opportunity to become chametz is truly a tragic event. Ra hu asher kimat in tshuva neged zos. So this is something very interesting. He says there are certain things in life that you could do that ultimately you could do tshuva for. A person eats a non-kosher piece of meat, this tshuva for that. A person wears shatnez, this tshuva for that. He says there are some things, however, which are so profound that they undermine everything. They undermine everything. To the point that kiviyachol, tshuva becomes impossible. Now, it's hard for us to really say that statement because tshuva is possible for everything. But what he's saying is that there are certain things. Oh, so rough day. It's only going to get better from here. There are certain things ultimately, again, that are so profound. Certain things that are certain qualities that are so incredibly negative. That at the end of the day, there's no tshuva. Now what does that mean? He says, Ula da'avonenu, harbe bachurim lokim badavazeh. So mostly what he's describing over here, remember, is not a negative act. but rather, again, it's a negative character trait. It's a negative character trait. And the negative character trait, of course, that we are describing is what he calls, again, laziness. Well, it's not really laziness. I don't know what a good single English word for this is. Procrastination. Yeah, procrastination. Meaning the idea over here is I'm allowing it to become chametz. To be the kind of person who lets life opportunities go by because I'm just... Don't grab them. It's not, like I said, it's right. It's procrastination. It's not laziness. It's not the shah. I'll do it. Just not right now. Just not right now. Right? Later. Later is a favorite word of many people. Later. When? Later. When will I do it? Later. When will I accomplish? Later. When will I do the things that I have to do? Later. And says the Piagetsna that this type of negative trait, he says, Rahu. He says it's something terrible. Asher kim'at in tshuva negedzos. It's almost as if there's no tshuva for such an act. There's no tshuva for such an act. And ultimately, again, he goes on and he says, "Ulada'avoneinu harbe bachurim lokim b'davar hazeh." There are many of our youth who are afflicted ultimately by this malady. I think I would just probably add to the Piagetsna, it's not just the youth, right? Those same youth who are afflicted by this malady grow up to become adults who are afflicted by this malady as well. And ultimately, again, this idea of allowing opportunities in life to become chametz through inactivity. Kvar hisharnu le'al b'parek zayin. We've already spoken about this earlier in chapter 7. Shelo tismoch atzmecha al shnosecha asher tisrabena va'al gufcha asher yigdal. So says the Piagetsna, we already spoke about this earlier, that a person should not ultimately, again, rely on the years ahead. You know, sometimes a person says, you know what, I'm young, there's plenty of time, I'm young, I'll go ahead and I'll get my act together when I get older, I'll get my act together when I reach a certain age. Don't rely on that. Or sometimes a person says, you know what, physically I'm young, so as my body matures, I'll become a bit more alacritous, right? And I'll become a bit more engaging in taking advantage of the opportunities which come before me. He goes on, he says, "Velo tikave shemidosecha haraos gam mi'atzman tosarna mimcha kishetigdal." But I'll say this is another incredible statement. Do not assume that you grow out of your negative character traits. Right? Do not assume that at the end of the day, as you get older, your negative midos will depart. Kirak hashanim mizdaknos v'lo ha'ish. I will say this is quite profound. The only thing that gets older is our body, right, and not our personalities. Listen, this is an incredibly profound idea. Our personalities remain the same unless we actively try to change them, unless we actively try to shape them. Otherwise, our personalities stay the same. My body gets older, right? My body gets older every single day. But my personality remains the same unless I actively do something to try to shape it. And I will say, this is an incredible idea because what the Piagetsna says is, you don't outgrow negative character traits. Right? Sometimes we think we will. This is part of my youth. This is part of the stage in life. When I get older, I'll be better. When I get older, I'll be more mature. It's not true. It's not true, says the Piagetsna. The character traits you have are the character traits you have until you make an active decision to choose them. You don't grow out of negative qualities like you grow out of clothing. He goes on, he says, Kirak Hashanim Mizdaknos V'lo Shavu Say. It's a very profound statement. This, remember, we learned all of this in Perek Zayin already. Because only the years get older, but not a person. Right? Only the years get older, ultimately, and not the individual. Ayin Sham. Vihine. Lobitaros hamidos haros bilvad. And I will say, we're not only talking about remedying negative character traits. Rather, rak gam biknias midos ha'ilos v'darchei ha'chasidus. Remember, Rabbi says, we discussed extensively, getting rid of negative character traits is one part of the equation. Acquiring positive character traits is the other side of the equally important side of the equation. V'lo levad misha somich atzmo al shnosav mibli avod legamrei. Rak gami sherotze la'avod, rak ma'acher u'mach mitzues avodoso mushchosu. We'll say a very, very, very strong statement. Says the Piagetsna, not only is it bad someone who doesn't go ahead and work on himself, rather he just assumes that time takes care of all problems, but I will say even someone who says, okay, I'm going to work on myself, but he doesn't jump on the opportunities. Instead, machmitz hu es avodaso. He allows his avoda to become chametz. He just lets opportunity sit. Lets opportunity sit. His wording over here is very strong. Mushchasu. Such a person is a mushchas. Such a person is a destroyer. So let's say very, very strong wording. I just want to point out, you know, the Piaget doesn't use that wording for someone who commits averus. Right? Someone who commits averus, he doesn't call him mushchas. But yet someone who is neck deep in chametz, right? A person who lives a chametz lifestyle, a person who just lets opportunity sit there, and doesn't grab it and take advantage of it, says the Piaget, unfortunately, such a person like that is a destroyer. Because it will say, unfortunately, if I'm steeped in that midah of chametz, I miss out on so many dramatic life opportunities. He goes on, Lochim, Talmud Chassid, therefore, says the Piagetzin, if you want to guard yourself from a malady from which there is almost no cure, which is the malady from which there is almost no cure? Chametz. Chametz. That's the malady from which there is no cure. If you become a chametz Jew, a chametz personality, everything sits, everything is later, everything is procrastinated. Says the Piagetzna, there's almost no remedy for that illness. But if you don't want to become that kind of person, hishamer vihizoher shelo ta'achar page kufyud beis shum davar. Do not delay. Do not procrastinate. Do not wait to accomplish anything. V'lo tomar machar, o achar ezes man esezos. If something needs to get done, do it now. Don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't say, I'll do it later. V'chi tilmat es devareinu elecha ad ata, lo sashla, inyonim hanhagos utzivuyum leymar. So remember again, I want to point out, obviously, you can't do everything now. Right? Of course, there are things I'm going to have to say, I will get to this tomorrow. That's not what the PhDs are referring to. Obviously, if I'm saying today I'm going to accomplish A, B, and C, and tomorrow I'll get to D, E, and F, that's fine. That's not what the PhDs is referring to. We know what the PhDs is referring to. He's referring to situations where I know what I have to do, and I know that I should do it now, but I'm actively just kicking the can down the road. I just don't feel like doing it for no real legitimate reason. I just don't feel like it. At the end of the day, I just don't feel like it. And therefore, says the Piagetzna, that's the illness of chametz. And when a person suffers from that, that illness follows you your entire life. He says a person has to be careful not to say, Davra zeh lo lamaniu. Piagetzna, thank you for these beautiful words. You know, I know you're talking to that guy, right? You're talking to that guy. Me, this doesn't really apply to me. Why? Because na'ar anochi, I'm young. I have plenty. I'm not a procrastinator. I just know that I have plenty of time in front of me. L'chishe egdal efchar bazeh. When I get older, I'll deal with this, right? I'll become a non-chametz. I'll become a matzah Jew. U'chishe ezdakin gam bazeh ebod. And when I get older, I'm going to work on this. His dazim idvarm kela. Says the Piagetzna, no, you should tremble from saying such words. Retreat from such a mindset. Know that those are the words of the Yetzirah that is rising up against you to kill you, to destroy you, and to cause you to lose out from two worlds, this world and the world to come. Both say the destructive nature of chametz. Says the Piagetzna, from sin there's tshuva. From chametz, sometimes it's hard to recover. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up again as someone this section tomorrow.